Wow, so Dave Rozowski, you saw that I had a podcast.
Right.
And you just decided, oh my God, any chimp can do this. I'm getting myself a podcast.
Right. It's really kind of fun to go, if that guy can do it, then I can have somebody called Ian Foley do my podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 351, ADD Comedy Podcast. Month-long block of comedy-themed podcasts continues this week with a conversation with improv guru, performer, teacher, improviser's improviser, and RSC alum Dave Rozowski. Dave hosts with Ian Foley the ADD Comedy Podcast and talks to some of the most interesting folks working in comedy today. Folks like Stephen Colbert, Edie McClurg, Jill Soloway, Mike McShane, Tim Meadows, George Wendt, Joel Murray, and Stephanie Weir. And today, he talks to me. The ADD Comedy Podcast, which you've been hosting
with
for
Dave Rozowski and Ian Foley.
With Dave Rozowski and Ian Foley to give it its full, complete title.
Right.
How long have you been doing this now?
October? Middle of October?
October of 2012.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, of 2012.
Because so a little less than a year, really?
Yes.
Well, then here's my first question. Do you have an incurable disease you're not telling anybody about? Because you've done so many of them all the time.
How many have we done?
They just
60?
Over 60. Over 60, that's... Wait, that's more than one a week. Do you post
a week?
That's
twice a week.
Twice a week. That's your goal.
We post twice a week.
What's your rush?
Dude. I can't stop talking to people. I love them.
You can't stop talking. Full stop.
That's your problem. Well, I look and I go, oh, that's an interesting person. I want to talk to that person. Yeah. All these people, when I think about them, I look at the work that people have done, and I feel like, I like your voice. I like your energy, and I like your voice, and let's spend an hour together. Or, I haven't talked to you in a million years.
Well,
let's talk now.
And that's one of the great things I like about doing my podcast. It gets me out of the house. It gives me an opportunity to talk to some interesting people. We started it as wouldn't this be cool if the conversation that we're having right now in the dressing room, we could share this conversation with our fans because it's funny and interesting and informative. Not right. All of them are, but some of them are. Well, and that's what's been so great about listening to yours.
Yeah. And yours are great because there is that energy and there's so much laughter in what it is that you're doing. I really love you. I love your podcast. And it also has to do with your podcast is the voice of you and the people that you have on your show and the RSC actors that are in that show and the family that is the RSC family. And all that is so inspiring.
Really?
Don't you think?
Well, I hope so. I like to think so, but I mean...
I think it's inspiring for people who... I think it's inspiring for people who are probably in a... Well, I'll give you an example. Who are in an improv group and going, what the f***? I hate Jim.
Yeah.
And I hate... Yeah. Carla,
right,
and she comes late all the time, and whatever it's going to be,
right.
And to say, is this what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
And then they listen to your show, and they go, yes, this is what it's supposed
to
be.
Yeah, there is always that bullshit. Yes, absolutely, but that's not what, that would be true in any job.
That's, you know, all this humor, that's your humor, and I'm just bringing that to you. You know, it's the reversal,
yeah.
Where you think I'm going to say something mean,
yeah.
And then I do.
And you do.
You see? What
see?
You just did?
You took me one way, and kept me going in the same direction.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I was talking to Ian before. Ian, say hi.
Hello.
All right. See, now we've got both of you guys on here. Ian said that he came to you. That's how this started.
Yes.
And why were you intrigued to start doing a podcast? Was it...
This is what happened. Ian said, do a podcast. He took a class that I taught. He said, do a podcast. And I went, I have nothing to say. I've thought about it, but I have nothing to say. It's the same thing I feel about writing a book. And he said...
It seems unlikely, but nonetheless, so far I'm not buying the premise of what you're saying.
Like where you go, okay, every podcast is... And in my mind, I went, every podcast is the same podcast. It's a bunch of guys jerking off on the radio.
Well, there is a lot of that, for
I
sure.
I know, and that is what so many people have a billion... people listening, where it's people sitting around going, I can't believe it, makeup? I don't know what that means, but,
yeah.
You know, it's that, and I thought about that, and Ian said, I've got this guy, Tom Dreesen, and he'll be our first guest, and we're like, well, I like Tom Dreesen.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I know he opened up for Sinatra. And he got that, and that just said it. But it's this guy saying, do it, Ian saying, do it, yeah. Or didn't force me to do it. He's like, you know, I was talking to my fiance Federica, and we thought, you know, it wouldn't be fun, and she supports me on that, and won't you do that?
Well, and obviously, the big reason we all jumped into it is the podcast is where the big money is.
Oh, my God. It's so much money. It's so much money. When I think about the LegalZoom money that we might get, you know, that money, when I think of Stamps.com, when they come around to us and that sort of stuff, and Zappos.
Yeah.
But you don't, well, I should get Ian, you into this conversation as well, because this was your idea. What, you're a stand-up, you're an improviser. What's one of the reasons, why did you want to start a podcast?
Because of Dave, really. You know, Dave changed my life. When I met Dave the first time in Chicago, my teacher, Jay Succo, said, send us an email. I was like, you guys have to see this guy.
Cool.
And the first time, I remember me and my friend, after Dave's immersive, we came out, and I feel like I was in a fist fight. Like, I was literally, like, emotionally, like, I told him, I was like, I don't think I can drive.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't.
You came out of an improv class going, cut me, somebody cut me.
So I was like, I have to get this out to people.
Yeah.
It becomes an extension of your teaching. You're a big, you're traveling the world now teaching improv.
But it's also an extension of who it is that we are. Yeah. When the universe says, because I love this phrase, the universe is conspiring in favor of you. And when people start to realize that opportunity that you have right there, that's not a fluke.
Right.
That's the flashlight being placed at that place in the darkness.
Right.
And if you want to look at it and go, you know, there's darkness, but the darkness, we need the darkness in order for when the light is shined to go, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm supposed to be. And there's a book that I'm reading now called, and it's got a horrible name, and I mentioned it a couple times. And once you realize why it's called this, you go, it's okay. And it's by Chengmead Tan, and it's called Search Inside Yourself. And you're going, oh my God, Search Inside Yourself, what's that about?
Right.
And then you realize, oh, he...
That's where I left my keys.
Exactly.
I left that balloon of cocaine. I'll get it. Hang on.
Also, it reminds me of that joke about some woman that had... But can I say this? Someone had a large vagina. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was like, she had such a large vagina, and it sucked him in when they were having intercourse. It sucked him in. And he's going, oh my God, what am I doing here? And he finds somebody in there, and it's like, wow, so another person. And it's like, yeah. It's like, how do we get out of here? It's like, we can, I know how we get out of here. And he said, okay. And he's patting his pants in this woman's vagina, both these guys. And he's going, oh, okay. And he's like, what's happening? He's like, I got to find my car keys. My car's around here somewhere. So anyway.
But you know what? It's funny. I know
four jokes. And I didn't know I knew that joke.
But now you know five? Yeah, now you know five.
Now I know. I know that I know five.
You said earlier, and I'll probably bleep that, because that will offend people.
Right.
But if story about vaginas won't, and nor should it really, but really nor should you know, I just don't
nor
want
should bleep.
Nor should bleep. Yeah, I just don't.
If you substitute the word fuck when I say that would really be helpful.
I'll see what I can do there. Well, this is the other thing. Okay, so
wait, I want to say the name of the book and why it's called this.
Sorry,
Search Inside Yourself is called that because the guy that wrote that book runs a mindfulness program at Google. So it's called Search Inside Yourself. In Search Inside Yourself, he's talking about the presentness that you get to have at that moment. I can't remember what brought us to this thing. Doesn't matter.
Google Yourself would have been another good title.
Right.
But I do that every day.
Right, exactly.
But you talk, you know, talk about editing, talking about bleeping, talking about that. This is a ADD Comedy Podcast is a two-man operation.
Right.
You do the talking, and Ian's sitting here recording us. We just had our conversation. And my podcast is a one-man operation because there aren't enough hours in the day.
Right.
You know, I don't have time to, nor do I have anybody else who will edit and put it together. I'm the only one who will do that. Now, fortunately, I enjoy doing that.
That's what I was thinking while you were saying that you enjoy doing that, because if you didn't enjoy doing that, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
But like you, also, I'm not organized enough. You have arranged three or four different interviews to happen on this one day.
I have the time. You don't have the time.
This is true.
For me, for me, I'm a single guy who lives alone in LA. Why am I doing this?
That's good. Yes. All of that is sounding very appealing to me right now. Yes, keep going.
Who works on the weekend, and then during the week, I have people come over and do that. You know, people come over and do that. And then the rest of the time, I'm going, how do I get this out? What do I have to do? And all that fun stuff.
You're going to be that old guy going, the people stopped coming to my house to talk to me. What happened?
Where is everybody?
Where did they go?
This is Rich Fulcher, and you're listening to the Radu Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSE the RSE? This week, Reed Martin and I opened the very first workshop production of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at the Napa Valley Playhouse. If you can get to Napa, California, say hi to us. We will be pacing in the lobby like nervous playwrights. Then next month, the RSE's Fall 2013 kicks off with tours of Shakespeare in the UK, Hong Kong, and Singapore, and performances of All the Great Books Abridged, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, and The Complete History of Comedy Abridged around the U.S. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. The other thing I love about your podcast, aside from the fact that I think most podcasts are too long, mm-hmm. I try to keep mine at 20 minutes because that seems like a good length. Mm-hmm. But because yours is ADD,
right.
It gives me permission to go, I'm bored. Pause. I'll come back to this one.
Right.
And I've done that.
Yes.
Like, we were just in England for 11 weeks, and the voice of Dave Rozowski kept me going. You know, as I'm walking through York, I'm listening to you and Susan Messing talk. I don't know. Susan Messing swear. Unbleeped. But the conversations are all interesting, and it's funny. When you talk, it's great because you talk to so many people that I know too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know some of the stories, but I don't know all the stories.
Right.
But then, let's not talk about any more Catholic parishes in Chicago.
Right.
But then you start talking to people that I don't know. And that's where my mind has been kind of blown, because your podcast has introduced me to some really interesting folks.
Right. And so there was somebody like Carl Gottlieb, who I didn't know.
He wrote Jaws.
And then he wrote the Jerk.
Yes.
And it's like, what? And you've got more stories? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or Edie McClurg,
yes.
Who I don't really know that
right.
well. And Edie's story, and I'm going, where are we going with this?
That was a great story.
Where are we going with this,
yeah.
Edie? And then at the end, she pops this thing out that was like, not pops this thing out, but she pops this story out. And you go,
right out of her vagina, where the two guys were.
Oh, my. And the two guys in the studio with all the studio guests. So she's telling me this story about the scene in The Jerk where Steve Martin comes up and she gives us some insight into that.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, that's why we were on this path of her telling me all this stuff. And then boom, at the end, she gives this heart-wrenching yeah. thing. And you go, oh my God. So a lot of these stories, I don't know. A lot of these people, I don't know. But the common denominator, we talked about it before, is the kindness that these people have and the energy that these people have and the openness that these people have. And because, I've said this in my podcast, there have been a couple of people that somebody says, oh, you got to have this person on or that person on. And then I'll Google them, and it's like, they're just so mean.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Why life is too short. Why would you want to hang out with that? Spend any time at all with that
person? Anytime.
Yeah.
Because I look at that all the time and say, I don't want to spend that time with you when we're not on. And then I got the bullshit like, oh, really? So you said that the N-word, and you laugh because why?
Right.
And it's like, if there's a reason to say it, say it.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, there's a couple of people that I'm not going to have on the show.
No, I know. I don't think, it's funny, when we first started, it would just be us, the Radu Shakespeare Company, in a dressing room talking about this aspect of what we do.
Right.
As a teaching tool, as, you know, it's a kind of extension of our workshop.
In the car. Recording that in
yeah.
a car. Right.
But we ran out of those conversations,
right.
you know, or I got bored with them. And I started, I think Dave Koechner was the first person I asked who wasn't involved with the Radu Shakespeare Company
mm-hmm.
to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh God, is this on message? Is this related to the RSE? Of course it is.
Right.
Of course it is. He's a guy. He knows what we do. He does what we do on a much bigger level now. And it was fascinating. And that's when I began to feel like, oh yeah, this podcast is going to have legs because I'm going to be able to talk to interesting people, many of whom I know, but some of them I don't. And one of the ones I know is you.
Right. The evolution that happens where you go, in order for me to move from this space, I have to be aware that I'm at this space and to be aware that this particular situation is no longer serving me, but not to say, oh my God, what am I going to do? To say, I'm going to discover what I'm going to do when the time comes for me to do that, and to step back from that and allow yourself to just be present to, again, the universe is conspiring in favor of you.
Right. How much of your podcast is therapy for you?
Everything is therapy for me, but I don't call it therapy because at one point I realized, and my therapy that I do is behavior mod. I think it's called behavior modification.
People smack you on the nose with newspaper?
Right. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's called something like that. But anyway, it's just about my therapist, and I have a friend of mine who goes, you just go to your therapist because he says you're a good person. You're a good person. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
That's what's your point?
Exactly. So for me, it's all therapy, but it's also, all of it is meditation. Mm. It's all of me having, something comes up and I'm able to go, okay, am I engaging in that anger? Yeah. Because it's just anger. And when you sit and meditate for 20 minutes, you realize there's a sound. Or you go, that's a noise. And you go, it's a sound. Yeah. The minute I make it a noise, the minute I turn that sound into a noise, I've attached something to it.
You've given it a value.
Yes, and I've given it a negative value.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing about that is when I am meditating and I hear a leaf blower outside and my first instinct is go, loud noise, hurts my ears. And then I go, oh, my apartment building's going to look better.
Right. That is. You've trained yourself well.
It is a practice, man. Yeah. And it's the same thing when you enter an improv scene and your partner just throws something at you and you go, that's not what I wanted you to do.
Right.
But there's this, but it's also my tone.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Right.
Well, I'll take it.
Right. I'll take it.
Yeah. And you're right. It's and that's what's fun about the podcast that you and I both get to do.
Mm-hmm.
We get to talk to these interesting people, and what they say will either inspire you,
right,
or reinforce some ideas you've had,
right,
or give you a new idea,
right, or bore you.
Or bore you and make you go, okay, I learned something there. I'm never having that guy on again.
Right. Or oh, that's their perspective. I'm glad that's not my perspective.
Yeah.
Or why is that their perspective? What is it? You know, and it's
yeah. Is there something there for me to useful for me or
right.
Not really?
Well, even if there's nothing there that's useful for me, that information that there's nothing there that's useful for me is it useful?
Yeah.
And I think that when you teach improvisation and somebody comes up with where somebody says something to somebody else on stage and that person like goes and I'm like, what's going on? And I say, what's going on right now? And they'll say, I don't know what to say. And I say, so what's your content? And they said, I don't know. I don't know what to say. And I'll say, so what's your dialogue? And they'll say, I don't know. I don't know what to say. And I'll say, okay, so what do you say? I don't know. Right.
Third base. I heard that interview with Shuley Cohen.
Yeah.
And I was on your side about that.
Oh, I know.
Sing a song about how confused you are.
Right.
Sing a song about how you don't know what to say.
And I was really surprised.
That's very real.
Right. And for her to go, well, if I'm confused, I'm like, life, I can't just sit
you're
down.
You're standing up now. Oh, my God. You're
right.
So passionate.
Right. Life is about, like, those moments that you accept.
Yeah.
But Shuley is she's very focused and she's very energetic and she's very passionate about what she does. And there are certain places where the Venn diagram is one circle. And there's other times where it's a tiny little sliver. And I gotta go, that's sliver time, everybody. You know?
So you're gonna run out of friends and guests. So if you're doing two a week, you're gonna run out. You're not even doing it a year. What's gonna happen
then? Here I am in Chicago and I interviewed my dad.
Ah, that's great. You know what? And I was jealous that you interviewed Mick Napier at the bar at Annoyance. Why can't we be sitting at a bar at Annoyance?
Because it's already been. I don't know. Let's do that.
I love doing podcasts in bars. I recommend it to you highly.
You know, I know. You and I did one at the French restaurant
in Larchmont.
Café de Village.
Yeah,
I think that was where it was.
That's right. Exactly.
And
the late Lamented.
Oh my God.
Café de Village.
I love that place.
Yeah.
I love the place. And I thought it was really interesting that place closed down, and then a couple years later, you and Dee moved. What's the what?
Coincidence? You decide.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Be sure to find and subscribe to the ADD Comedy Podcast on iTunes. Then send us your voice and energy via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of the podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, god of comedy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Chris Hodgins. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Rich Fulcher from the Mighty Boosh. You can also catch Rich on the Comedy Central show Drunk History. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 351 1053rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.